Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Guests appear on the Superbook Sports phone line. Superbook Sports. Download the Superbook Sports Tennessee app today with Jason and John, live from the Topps Barbecue Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Joe Theismann is a former NFL MVP, Super Bowl champion, a Memphian, one of our favorites, and he joins us now. Joe, how you doing, man? Appreciate the time, as always.
I'm doing great, guys. How are you?
Everything is good and solid in Memphis, but it was a scary sight last night on Thursday Night Football as Tua's head was slammed to the ground. You saw his hands. You saw him be carried off on a stretcher. Fortunately, it does sound like he is going to be okay, but as somebody that has played that position and knows how grueling it is, what were you thinking just watching at home?
I just wanted him to get up. I wanted him to be okay. That's whenever you see any kind of injuries, you know, the ones that guys don't walk off of, especially to the head or, you know, what appears to be a break, you just hope they're going to be all right, and I sure hope he's going to be okay going forward.
Did you have questions yourself, Joe, of whether he should have been out there in the first place based on what we saw of him last week when that body sort of folded up?
Do a lot of talking heads have opinions about it, but I'm not a medical examiner. I didn't examine him in a tent. I you know, a decision was made by the people close to the team, the medical staff, the league appoints a neurologist to be able to examine all of the symptoms and everything. And they determined that he was able to go back and play. Whether it was right, whether it was wrong, whether he had a concussion before that, the investigation that the NFL Players Association and the league are going to do will reveal all of those things. So at this point, you know, if he was cleared to play as a player, you want to play.
Do you think this sort of maybe expedites the process of moving to potentially guardian caps? The data on guardian caps has been very promising. Obviously, aesthetically, I imagine there would be some pushback. But do you think that sort of maybe expedites that process and those talks become more prominent?
I don't necessarily think so because of a particular instance such as what happened to Tua. And what, you know, one statistic I would be very curious about is how many players are wearing the guardian caps. You see everybody, I guess, most teams wearing them in practices. How many teams have had occurrences of concussions in practice?
Right.
I would love to see that statistic. Because I mean, guys just don't hit anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You go back a number of years where you hit on Wednesday, you hit on Thursday, you hit on Friday. You know, basically you had, you know, live but no tackling. And so, I'd be real curious to see what the statistics were prior to the guardian caps being used from a concussion standpoint in practice. But, you know, again, that's, the league certainly is going to move in any direction they can to protect the player.
We don't know how long Tua will be out. But in the meantime, Joe, can they be just as good with Bridgewater under center? He obviously threw the pick last night. I don't know how much of that was his fault. Looked like he and the receiver weren't on the same page. but can they be the same team? Is there a huge drop-off with Bridgewater? What do you think?
You don't know. I mean, we have to see. We saw what Tua was able to do in the first 3 weeks and the way he played. You know, Teddy was called into service. And believe me, Teddy didn't get a lot of work in training camp.
Right.
Because they wanted to get Tua ready. So, and again, guys, I look at the first two, and now with 17 games, the first three games of the regular season as modified preseason games. The player conditioning. Look at how many balls have been put on the ground in the first 3 weeks. Guys aren't used to getting hit. Guys aren't used to running up into somebody and them grabbing the ball and getting pounded at the same time. I do think one thing that should be considered in Miami is they should not expose opposing teams to sit in the hot sun and put the players' health in jeopardy. I believe that there should be covers, and I don't know if there are. Everybody talks about the opposing players in Miami sitting on the sunny side of the field. I don't know whether it is covered. I don't believe it is, but I think that's something that should be considered by the Miami Dolphins as well as the league when it comes to player safety, because it's hot enough out on the field, you know, and so now all of a sudden you come to the bench and you're just – you're sitting there like you're in an oven.
We're talking to Joe Theismann here on the show, Super Bowl champ, former NFL MVP. As far as the Bengals go, I mean, they got the win. They won by, you know, two scores, but it's felt a little bit more, I guess you would say, laborious for the Bengals this year as opposed to last year. Do you notice something sort of just being off with Cincinnati, or is this just part of the process trying to recover from a Super Bowl loss?
I, you know what it is? It's the process of getting back to football in 2022. You know, you can't look at last year's football team and say, okay, they have to pick up where they go. The Rams have done the same thing. The Rams have, you know, they're learning to find themselves. Like I said, these are to me glorified preseason games. Coaches are learning how to make decisions. Players are learning how to deal with getting hit. Players are learning how to protect the ball. Players are learning how to protect their bodies. None of the things they really had to do during training camp or all the offseason. So I think, you know, what you saw was the beginning of the Bengals finding their sea legs again, being able to do the things that they want to do. Extremely talented football team. Joe Burrow continues to be one of the best in the league. That hasn't changed. They just have to figure out, you know, how's the mechanism going to work? Remember, I mean, there's 14 games left, guys. That's a lot of football.
Yep.
And you know, and we've, like I said, we've seen basically the first couple is preseason. And I throw out this statistic. People love to throw old statistics out. Well, you know, if you start 0-2, the percentages of making the playoffs are like 16%. Well, that was when there were 16 games. Now there's 17 games. And we don't know what the percentages are if you start 0-2 or 0-3. Let's say you go on a run for 9 games. Now all of a sudden you're 9-3. What's your percentages of making the playoffs? I think people have to learn to update statistics instead of being stuck where they are and basically saying, well, this is the way it was. Well, the league isn't the way it was. It isn't the way it was 2 years ago.
Joe, what have you made of the level that Josh Allen's playing at right now? And I know they take the loss last week. I mean, you mentioned the Heat last week, and they're down 6 starters already. They probably should have won that game. That said, Josh Allen's already over 1,000 yards. If he keeps it at this level, Joe, you know, is there any stopping them? And what do you do to stop Josh Allen? How do you stop him?
Basically, you know, I mean, it's a very difficult task because if you bring pressure and he gets away, you've got tremendous receivers running down the field wide open. Yes. Or he's going to run down the field. You know, Josh presents that unique problem at the quarterback position where he has the ability to – he's a big guy, so he's going to see everything. He's able to stand in the pocket and deliver the passes accurately. He's hard to bring down one-on-one. And the officials will – they'll allow someone like him a little more latitude to be able to escape pressure than they would, say, someone like a Tom Brady who isn't going to be able to get away from people as easily. I liked Buffalo to be the Super Bowl champions in, you know, when I said it, in the beginning during preseason. I think it's the best team in football right now. And, you know, again, you're going to go through the course of the year where people are going to get injured and you're going to have guys stepping up. And like I said, they ran 90 plays in Miami. Mm-hmm. That reminded me a lot of the San Diego Charger game. Remember when Kellen Winslow was just like helped off the field in that football game? And I mean, they ran 90 plays. The Dolphins ran 37. I mean, that was just, it was phenomenal, the offensive performance that they put forward.
Yep.
But I think Josh Allen is a very unique special talent, and I credit him, guys, and I credit the coaches, because he's a different quarterback than he was when he came out of Wyoming.
No doubt.
We're talking to Joe Theismann.
Totally different football player.
Absolutely. Talking to Joe Theismann here on the show, Super Bowl champ, former NFL MVP. Mac Jones may or may not play for the Patriots this weekend against Green Bay, but it has been a tough road for Bill Belichick. He's clearly one of the greatest of all time. Is this just a natural sort of course that at some point, you know, you're going to have a year, 2 years, 3 years where your personnel just isn't where you want it to be as a coach, and you're going to have down years?
I think so. I think, you know, everybody goes through cycles. And it has to do with personnel. But one thing that people aren't talking about is without Josh McDaniels there as their offensive coordinator. I think, you know, Bill's still trying to decide on, I think, the direction they want to go offensively. And he'll figure it out. You know, this is a team now that's going to have to rely on running the football, playing smart football. Don't make mistakes. You know, like Bill, you know, I have a great picture of Bill with one of these skull caps on, these winter caps on. It says, do your job. I really feel like Josh McDaniel not being there, transitioning away from a particular play caller that's been a part of the franchise, you know, as long as Tom was almost and Bill was, except for a very short period, is just as significant as the players that they're trying to get on the field.
You know, Joe, before the season, if you told me, hey, Jags going to the Eagles, that's not what I'm looking forward to. But now that we're here and the Jags are 2-1 and Peterson's got that thing looking pretty good, going back to Philadelphia, I'm really looking forward to this game, how it unfolds. My question for you, you're an NFC East man. How complete are these Eagles? Are they for real? What have you made of them so far?
I think they are for real, and it starts with those guys up front.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know, how many times have we said defense wins championships? You know, the Cowboys are led by their defense. You know, you look at those two teams in particular, and Jacksonville's defense was understated because of the turmoil that they had last year. Doug Peterson's a heck of a football coach. That's the best thing in the world that could have happened to Trevor Lawrence.
Yep.
Is to get Doug as his head coach. And he's a play caller as well. So I think that what they've done is now Jacksonville becomes one of these teams where, you know, they've been down for a long time. Now they're starting to taste a little bit of success. And if you're young and you taste success, you don't know what the ceiling is. You just sort of keep, you know, you keep wanting to take a bite of the apple. You keep wanting to do that. And so now you have this youthful energy with a very young, talented quarterback going up against a football team that they're going to be challenged up front. They are going to challenge Trevor. They're going to do what they've been doing. They're going to bring pressure. They're going to come after you. And offensively, Jalen, you know, he likes to throw 50-50 balls and his guys that come down with him. And that's a credit to him trusting his receivers. And, you know, we forget how young these two guys really are in this league.
The matchup of the week, it feels like Kansas City taking on Tampa Bay in Tampa. Game will be there in Tampa in a Super Bowl rematch from a couple of years ago. Both teams coming off of an L. Who do you give the edge to? Who has the advantage in this matchup, Joe?
Well, it depends on who's going to be able to play for Tampa Bay. Obviously, I would think, you know, you might want to lean a little bit towards Kansas City, but Patrick has missed some opportunities in these games. And Kansas City, they just left Indianapolis in the game long enough to lose it. You know, they should have been ahead by 14 points at any point in that football game and put more pressure on Indianapolis to have to do something different. And they really did. So, to me, I think Kansas City has to be one of those teams that has to find itself. You know, we're talking about, you know, different teams finding themselves. Are they going to be able, you know, are these teams going to get going? I think Kansas City, this is a big game for them, I think, from a organizational standpoint, to get themselves on track to be who they believe they can be. And for Tampa Bay, it's like, you know, if we can get through this with the MASH unit that we're running with, we'll be okay. And Tom will be fine. You know, I mean, if any young quarterback let the clock run down on an attempted two-minute conversion, everybody be going, holy mackerel. It happens. You know, I mean, Tom's no different than anybody else. You get decisions made, and all of a sudden the communication isn't exactly what you're looking for, and all of a sudden, bang. And you run, they run. So look at how close teams run to the clock anyway. There's three teams in particular that do get delay-of-game penalties, and that's because of the verbiage in their offense. It's the Rams with Sean McVay. It's Kyle Shanahan and the San Francisco 49ers. And it's also Matt LaFleur up in Green Bay. You watch the play clock on all those offenses, and they're down to 1-2 seconds a lot.
Joe, you're the best in the business, man. Appreciate the
Thank
time
you, Joe.
Every time. Thank Always you.
Always good to catch up, guys. Take care of our home for us, will you?
Will do,
sir.
Every time. You got it,
See
man.
You, buddy.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. He is Joe Theismann, Super Bowl champ, former NFL MVP. Yes, indeed. We'll be talking about this Kansas City-Tampa Bay game a little bit later in the show. A little bit of a tease. We'll do that a little bit later in the show. Patty's got some picks for you. 2-3 last week. Not good. Not the worst. We're climbing.
Climbing.
We're building. It's a long season. You heard, Joe. We got 14 games left, 14 weeks left after this one. So everybody calm down, all right? Everybody just chill. We'll come back. Jason and John, how do you turn to FM, ESPN.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.